Statewide, the DOT has had to absorb a budget cut of $34 million, a 12.5% reduction to the department's operating budget from the year before. DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says plowing and de-icing roads may take a little bit longer to get to if the region is hit with a big winter storm.
One of the reasons is due to budget constraints, we no longer can pay overtime to employees, and so they have to work within the hours now that are provided for their schedules.
The DOT in September publicized a new online map that identifies state roads and their level of priority for maintenance work. Woodrow says the department has always had that priority system, but the new map will help the public understand when maintenance work could happen.
And so the general public can go look at this map and be able to see which roads are which priorities to give them a better idea of when they may have their road plowed near them. So we have five levels. Priority one is the top priority. Those roads receive the most service, and it goes all the way down to priority level five. Level five roads do not get any winter service at all.
There's one level five stretch of road near Petersburg. It's on Mitkoff Highway south of Blind Slough in the Crystal Lake Hatchery. Woodrow says that roadway has been plowed in the past when DOT maintenance staff could get to it.
It always has been a level five, though the staff gets to it when time is allowed and time is available. And understanding that there is the new ferry service that's running to South Mitkoff, that's something the department's going to monitor and see if that should be changed to a level four.
The new ferry is the Rainforest Islander, an independent ferry that started service between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and South Mitkoff this summer. The converted landing craft is run by the Kaufman Cove-based North End Ferry Authority. It has four-day-a-week scheduled stops at Banana Point Boat Ramp through the winter. The authority's general manager, Kent Miller, writes in an email that no snow removal on the southern end of Mitkoff Highway would prevent that ferry service from happening. He writes that the ferry authority will be requesting the state plow that stretch of road on the days that that boat is in service, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Since the start of service, drivers and passengers have had to find their own way out to Banana Point. That's about 25 miles south of downtown Petersburg. However, the ferry authority still plans to start up van service from Petersburg to Banana Point this fall on those days. Miller also reports that the new ferry service has had one standing reservation at the Banana Point pickup on Sundays and Tuesdays, and has had traffic getting on and off the new ferry most days it has been operating. Meanwhile, the rest of Mitkoff Highway from the Hatchery north to downtown Petersburg is a priority level 2 road. That means it can take up to 36 hours to clear after a heavy winter storm. Again, the DOT's Jeremy Woodrow.
There is no priority level 1 in Petersburg, which means the 2 becomes really the level 1. Because of the amount of staff positions we have in Petersburg, the times to clear the entire highway may take a little longer anyways, just because, like I said earlier, we can't pay overtime, so it may take them longer during a heavy winter storm. But they will get to it. It's important that people should remember that, you know, drive to the conditions of the road and that the posted speed limit is for ideal conditions. During heavy winter weather, definitely you want to slow down.
Two other portions of State Road, the Scow Bay Loop and the road to Papke's Landing, are listed as level 4. Those can take up to 96 hours to clear, according to the state's website. Along with the southern end of Mitkoff Highway, the DOT has level 5 priority roads, those scheduled for no service near Yakutat, Sitka, Juneau, Haines, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. The DOT downgraded North Douglas Highway near Juneau from a level 2 to a level 3, and that could impact people trying to drive to Eagle Crest Ski Area if the snow is falling. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.